at the IPHC, International Pacific Halibut Commission meeting, the annual meeting in January, is where the Canadians and the U.S. decide on the catch limits for each one of the management areas. The Canadians this year refused to agree to the U.S. commissioner's recommendations because they don't agree with the way that the coastwide stock is apportioned, split up amongst the management areas. They don't agree with the process, the method that's being used. They haven't for a number of years, 5 to 10 years, they haven't agreed with that method of apportionment. And so they refused to vote for the American commissioner's recommendations for the U.S. management areas. And they held pretty firm to that. The U.S. commissioners refused to vote for the Canadian management area, the one management area off of Canada. They refused to vote for what the Canadian commissioners wanted there because they believed that it was too high from a conservation standpoint. So the U.S. commissioners proposed numbers for the U.S. management areas, which is, again, off of Washington and Alaska. They proposed numbers there that were a significant drop from the 2017 numbers. Those numbers that they recommended then went to the National Marine Fisheries Service, who was faced with putting together a rule. They call it rulemaking, where they put regulations in place that actually rule the fishery in the United States waters, or the waters off Alaska and Washington. So that's what's happening right now. The National Fisheries Service in Washington, D.C. is working on, they call it promulgating regulations based on the recommended numbers by the U.S. commissioners at the IPHC. They put forward these recommended numbers for all these management areas, and that's the numbers that were given to the National Marine Fisheries Service to make into an actual fishing regulation. And so the rulemaking that's taking place through the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is the Department of Commerce, as you know, is being reviewed by the Department of State as well in D.C. at the upper levels there. So that's where it is. It's, you know, being reviewed by NOAA General Counsel for the National Marine Fisheries Service and then the Department of State process, which I'm not familiar with, but they're involved as well, again, because it's an international fishing treaty.